Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Woody Held. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting 7th. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Danny Lazar. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Danny Lazar. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball towards left. Williams catches it and throws to second to double up Nelson, who tagged up and tried to advance to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball towards center. Cardenal catches it and throws to first to double up Aparicio. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Askew moves to third. Horton moves to second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Askew tags and scores. Horton tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McNerney for a passed ball. Horton scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball four. Hansen moves to second. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Hansen moves to third. Berry moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny Lazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazar takes first base on ball four. Hansen scores. Berry moves to third. McNerney moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-1 in the game. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Dave Nelson. Dennis Ribbent now pitching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Fuller now playing second base. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-1 in the game. Held bunts towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Fuller covering, for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-1 in the game. McNerney hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. the Indians will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves is hit by the pitch. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ribbent fields it and throws to first for the out. Alves moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller takes first base on ball 4. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held is hit by the pitch. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harper strikes out. There goes Horton. The throw from McNerney to Aparicio, and Horton is out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Alves moves to second. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher takes first base on ball 4. Alves moves to third. Brown moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 2 in the game. McNerney strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fuller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Held hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Alves hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Held. Alves reaches second base with a double. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown is walked intentionally. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hansen bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Ken Berry. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson pinch hits for Jerry McNerney. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner now playing left field. Dwayne Josephson now catching. Walt Williams now playing right field. Woody Held now playing center field. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LeMay pinch hits for Vern Fuller. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball towards center. Held catches it and throws to third to double up Cardenal. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Harris now playing second base. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar strikes out. One out. Gary Peters pinch hits for Bob Locker. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.